Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Listen, the key to life in this crisis is to outlast the season. We go through seasons and times. You go through ups and downs. I understand that. So do I. But you've got to understand that the ones that are going to survive, the ones that are going to make it, are the ones that will outlast this season.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for joining us on Revive Radio. Let's go into a new sermon series with Pastor Rogers. This was taken from a recent Wednesday night Bible study here at Pace Assembly. This is Leading in a Crisis, Part 1. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers.
Listen, the key to life in this crisis is to outlast the season. We go through seasons and times. You go through ups and downs. I understand that. So do I. But you've got to understand that the ones that are going to survive, the ones that are going to make it, are the ones that will outlast this season. So you need to make up in your mind. I may not be feeling well today. I might have a crisis. I might have lost my job. But you know what? God knows what's going on, and I will outlast this season and come into another season. You should organize yourself to outlast the season. I'm going to talk more about that next Wednesday night. Seasons, I'm giving you some things here now for practicals. Seasons give incentive to plan and to change. You know what we're doing right now? Our daycare across the street, we've been shut down. So we've taken the staff, the minimal staff that we have here, and gone in there and began from top to bottom what we could not do with all the kids over there, and started cleaning. Do you know everybody's going on the spring cleaning? I'm driving up the road and people got their pressure washers out. They're wiping their houses down. You never had time to do that. And guess what? Now you've got an opportunity to plan and to change for what's coming. I don't know what tomorrow may hold or next week. They're hoping that they can get the world and the United States back up and running by Easter Sunday, and what a great day that would be to celebrate. But the bottom line is, there's no guarantees of that except for God and His promises. News, listen, this is the reason why I say a lot of the news you're listening to, you need to get the information and then turn it off and get the Word of God and praise and worship music going on. Because when you're leading in a crisis, you've got to get your head out of what the world is thinking about and get your head into what God is thinking about. So when you do that, the news is many times just bringing all kinds of bad news. And the reason why there's no hope in there and there's no plan for the future is because they don't know what to do. All they can do is report on the bad news. But whose report will you believe? I will choose to believe the report of the Lord. And the only way you will do that is in the middle of this crisis to get your head out of that and into the Word of God. Somebody ought to say amen, throw some thumbs up online or whatever it may be. Now listen, this is so vital for you because kingdom people are supposed to be living by faith in God. That's what we do. Doesn't deny the crisis. You can't, you know, my arm's not broke. Yeah, if your arm's broke, your arm's broke. You can't confess the broke away. But what you can do is be able to plan for the future because your arm is not going to be broke always. This pandemic is not going to stay here always. It is a seasonal thing. And as sure as it came without announcement and suddenly came on the scene, just that fast, the God of heaven can clap his hands and make it disappear in a moment, if my people, which are called by my name. In the meantime, we've got to lead in this crisis. We can't be behind the scenes or acting afraid. Kingdom people are to live by faith. Seasons are, here's another thing you need to know. Seasons are always moving. But what am I supposed to do? You're to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's what Moses told all the children of Israel, the Hebrews that were out in the middle of the wilderness. Trouble was all around. Pharaoh was behind them. The Red Sea was in front of them. And God spoke through Moses and said, stand still. I'm going to keep on moving, but you stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Here's another thing you need to know. Seasons come to test your faith. There are many people that have faith for getting things, but they don't have faith for losing things. There are many people that have faith for getting stuff. Oh, I've got my faith. I'm going to get this car. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. But here's my question. Really, faith is not about what you're getting. Your real faith is on trial when you lose something. Do you still keep your faith? Because a crisis is always a place for development and growth of your faith. Can you lose what you have and still keep God and your faith in God? If you can, then you've got something. Because if you can lose your money, but if you got faith, you can get your money back. You can lose your house, but if you got faith, God will give you a house back. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I know what I'm talking about. I've lost money, investments that I've made, but God turned it around and gave it to me in a different way. If I have faith in God, God, who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, if he had to do like one of my members and sell one in order to supply the need, God will do it. Many times, the only thing that, it's the only change of our behavior that comes when a crisis comes, when a season comes. Crisis cleans out, I want you to get this, God just downloaded it in my spirit today. Crisis cleans out faith fakers. There are people that come to church week after week, raise their hands, sing the song, say amen. But when it comes to this crisis, they don't know how to keep their faith. They're as panicked and as nervous and anxious as everybody else. I've come to call your spirit to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's what leading in a crisis is all about. You're not to be running around panicking. You're to rejoice in the furnace. Pastor, that sounds good for you, but you don't know what I'm going through. I don't know what you're personally going through, but guess what? We're all going through it together. You need to get this in your spirit and be rock solid. A crisis creates an opportunity for creativity. I heard the president saying today that many of the companies that have these respirators other machines, they pulled back and looked how they could tweak that and turn those into respirators, and instantly, suddenly, we've got hundreds of thousands of them available to us because creativity came in the middle of this crisis. Isn't it amazing? People are taking sheets and all kinds of stuff and making masks out of them. Isn't it amazing how even in the middle, I was looking it up, I couldn't find everything I wanted to, but foods have been produced. Listen, Spam came as an invention of a necessity. Think about it. Now, somebody said, I don't like no Spam. I bet you'll eat it if you get deep enough in a crisis. I always tell my congregation, you better have some Beanie Weenies. Now some of them believe it. It's amazing what you'll eat when you that's all you got on the shelf. It's important for you to lead in this crisis because we are about to see some changes take place. I heard the president today say that many of the things that we have sent overseas from manufacturing to China and other locations has made us vulnerable in the United States. He said, that's coming back here. That's what you need to take. Look at this leading in a crisis right here. It demands creative thinking. Look at people. I've got churches that are calling saying, Pastor, we don't know how to get online, but we want to get online. It'll be the first time we've done that. Creative thinking. It's changing things at their church. Listen, you will change when you're in a crisis. And there will be things that you will do that you wouldn't normally do. So the eagle flies. That mother eagle gets up 7-foot wingspan. And all those little eaglets that she's been getting nurtured and ready to go. And the day comes when she loads them up on her wings and takes off and flies up high. And they're all saying, "Woo, this is a great time right here. We're flying high. We're comfortable with mama." And then mama collapses her wings and those eaglets start falling to the ground. Now you got one of two things that can happen. Either you fly or you die. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for all of you out there to start flapping your wings. Because God made you an eagle as a child of God, and it's time for you to get up and soar. And this crisis, when the wings have collapsed, don't think it's over. Mama's still there. Don't you worry about it. God is still there, and he wants you to fly. Don't die. Fly. Somebody ought to throw your hands up and say, I'm going to fly, not die. Now get this. True leadership is tested in a crisis. That's what's happening right now. You know leaders are going to come out of this? Out of this crisis, you're going to see pastors in your church. You're going to see people that didn't do things before. They're going to step up. We got people tonight that are doing things this evening with live streaming in the other part of this building that have never touched this equipment before, but they're getting trained OJT. There are people in your church that are stepping up to the plate. I want to encourage you to encourage them because you're going to find true leaders and real leaders that are going to step up to the plate. A crisis also reveals true convictions. What you really believe. Somebody said, oh, I believe the book. Let me tell you, you only know you believe the book when you're in the wilderness, when you're in the crisis. That's when it's really made true to you. A crisis on earth is only an incident in heaven, ladies and gentlemen. Leading in a crisis right now, nobody saw this, but leaders are made in a crisis. So I want to bring this home to you in a practical way, because when I started thinking about this, I instantly went to probably one of the greatest leaders in the Word of God besides Jesus himself. He was a type and shadow in the Old Testament of Jesus Christ. His name was Moses. And the Bible tells us in the book of Exodus chapter 17 that they had just come upon, just before that, Moses had just obeyed God, and water is coming out of a rock, and they had just found themselves a place of refreshing, and everything was great. And then suddenly the Bible tells us that when the water began to flow, then came Amalek, the enemy of God's people. I want you to understand this. Amalek is one, just as you trace it out, that has never been put down. In fact, God said, Israel, you're going to fight with Amalek for generations and generations. Why is that? Because of what Saul didn't do. Another lesson for another day. So Moses is there, and here comes Amalek. Watch this. They were known for taking out the elderly and the young, a vicious tribe that had no mercy. They would come up behind, and those that lagged behind in the wilderness, they would attack them. So here it is that this water is flowing, and Amalek comes. Now this time, God says to Moses, Moses, I want you to do this, and I want you to get ready for this right here. This is important. This is the crux of this entire message of leading in a crisis. One of the greatest leaders, Moses, shows us what you need to lead in a crisis. First of all, as a pastor, as a parent, as a business leader, hear what I'm telling you. There are others that are watching you. You can't lose your head in this crisis. And God said, Moses, I don't want you to be down in the valley fighting the fight there. My people need to see you as the leader that you are, to not be with the people, but to be up and above the people. They need to see you. As long as they see you, then they're going to have hope and faith to fight against this vicious enemy, Amalek. So here's the three things. I'm going to give them to you right here. Here it is. First of all, you got to have hands up. And that deals with the spiritual condition. So pastors, business leaders, parents, whoever that you are, you've got to get yourself in a place of a spiritual connection with God. Moses was told by God, go up on the top of this mountain. And all I want you to do, Moses, just keep that up right there, hands up. All I want you to do, Moses, is hold your hands up in praise to me, in victory to me. And as long as the people can see your hands up, they'll have faith to fight against this enemy. Pastors, leaders, business leaders, parents, don't you talk about all this stuff. Don't get down in the bog with this. You stay up above the fight, above the news, above all the circumstances with your hands up. And as your family sees you, as your congregation sees you, as your team at your business sees you, praising and worshiping and staying connected with God in prayer, in fasting, in seeking the face of God for direction, that will transfer into hope into their life. Not a false hope, because they're not depending upon Moses. They're depending upon the God of Moses. They're depending upon the God of the pastor, the God who says that business is what it is. This is important for you. As long as Moses' hands were up, there was a spiritual connection. And I can tell you that Moses was keen to hear the voice of the Lord first. When you're spiritually connected, you hear the voice of God.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, Remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.